Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Everyone, this is Erin from the Erin Eats Everything podcast, and today I am with events and marketing manager Sarah Sinclair from Moonwake Beer.
Hiya.
Hi, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, no worries, more than happy to.
And we are actually in the Taproom Brewery at the moment recording this podcast, and I'm going to put up pictures, but the space looks amazing. And you were saying...
Might get a bit echoey, but ourselves.
Yeah, you might hear a bit of background noise, but that's all part of the experience, which I'm totally game for. And we were saying before that... There we go. That's it there. And we were saying before that this was just a garage, wasn't it, beforehand?
Yeah. The brewery didn't exist. The floor the brewery's on didn't exist. The mezzanine that the tap room's in didn't exist. We've built disabled toilets, we've built malt stores, we've built a wheelchair lift, we've built a bar, an office, a brewery, you name it. We've everything in here. It was just a shell of a building before. And even the mural, when they couldn't do any building work because of lockdown, they painted that for 3 months.
Amazing.
By hand.
Just to feel that you've achieved something over the time.
Just go,
And... So when they were looking for somewhere, you know, when you're looking to open up this place, were you specifically looking in Leith? Did this kind of fall on your laps? What happened with the process?
So our founders and directors, Vinny and Finn. So Vinny is also our head brewer, and Finn, they've brewed together both for like a decade each in different parts of the world, and decided they wanted to open up somewhere together, do it themselves.
Yeah.
And... they both knew they wanted to be in Edinburgh.
Uh-huh.
They both had links to the location through family, friends.
Yeah.
And they liked Leith because they liked the idea of the shore. They liked the idea of the water as an ingredient with beer. It's so important. And here you've got really soft water. So they wanted to be in that sort of space rather than like city centre or anything like that. And they always knew they wanted an on-site tap room. So when they were looking at buildings, that was always something they were like bearing in mind.
Yeah, needed to accommodate that, yeah.
Yeah, and they even looked at one that was like near Pitt Street Market and stuff. But they walked past this, I think, a few months before it even came up, and they went, that would be perfect because it's right by the shore.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for George Brown, we'd be slap bang there.
Yeah.
But, and then just so happens that a few months later it came up and they were like, we've got to have it. We've got to have it. So,
and this
and
is
here
where
we
are.
Yeah.
And so how long has it taken to get to this point with opening it?
So opening the tap, we opened originally, I think, in September 2021, which was, but we released our first beers in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all like 6 months delayed from what we'd originally planned because of pandemic, Brexit. It was
the big
perfect C-word. Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect storm of things that delayed the brew kit getting here from manufacturing places. Yeah, it's been going really well so far. Like, we're getting there. We've done a thing.
I know. Well, it's nice. It's so hard sometimes to see the end vision, especially when you're saying it was a shell of a place. Yeah, you can talk about it. Yeah, you can look at pictures and designs. But until it physically happens, it's quite hard, especially with the time delays and things like that. You feel like, is it ever going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, all of
something else goes wrong.
That's it.
And they, like, hired... first employees and stuff, and we were all just working from home, just on the sofa having chats on Microsoft Teams, being like, hello, nice to meet you.
Hopefully I'll I'll meet you in person soon. Yeah.
So it was bizarre.
And what's the feedback been like? Because I think, Julian, I love Leith, and I've said this before on the podcast. I mean, I'm not obviously from here, but I've lived in Leith the whole 16, 17 years I've been here. Yeah. And I love how it's evolved. I'm always ready for new things to open up in Leith. And I think the shore in particular has been you've got your staples that have been here the whole time, but there are a few places that have changed over hands over time. Has the feedback been...
The feedback's been great. Like, the local community, they're happy to have us here.
Yeah.
As long as our alarms don't go off at night. But, no, everyone's, like, they're excited to have somewhere new and different on their doorstep. They're excited that they can drink in the brewery that it's made in, that you can see where it all happens. And the feedback's on the beer's been great as well. People love, like, the branding and the location, and we're just happy to keep meeting people and keep building this little community we've got going on.
Yeah, and I think that's what Leith is. It is a community. And I've said this before, there's enough, you know, going on in Leith that you don't need to leave it. You don't need to go into town. You don't need to travel far.
Our head brewer, Vinny, he doesn't leave Leith. He doesn't. Every time we've got an event or he's got something, he's like, oh, I'm leaving Leith today. He literally lives behind the brewery. He can see the signage from his window.
That is dedication.
There you go.
And I know that we're going to do some tasting of some of the beers, which I'm really excited about. And first of all, I know that the merch isn't here yet, but these glasses, as I said to you before, I love these. I'll take some pictures.
We've got t-shirts and hoodies and all of that. We've got all that jazz.
So you could be full moon weight, kitted out from head to toe.
Beanies, tote bags, pins, the lot.
Love it.
I had to do something while we were waiting for the brewery to arrive.
The mural was not enough. We needed merch as well. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's totally fair. So we've got three in front of us to taste. So which one shall we start with? What have we got?
So first, we've got the Solero Pale. So it's our newest beer. It's 5.5%, and we've made it with Hopsteiner, who are a hops merchant and a grower.
Okay.
So this is one of their new experimental hops called Solero, and it is meant to sort of connote those tropical fruity flavours of a certain type of lolly that you might have.
I'm not going to lie, as soon as I heard it, I did instantly think of the lolly and was thinking, oh, actually, I'd quite like one of those right now as well, so let's see.
And to be honest, in my opinion, it's come out exactly like we wanted, like a juicy, soft, fruity, tropical beer for summer.
And you can smell it as well. You can smell the fruitiness from it before you even taste it.
Yeah, the aroma's great.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Light as well, not too heavy.
Actually, you'd get... I think I can't remember what percentage I said it was, but it's actually 6%. So you could actually get a bit carried away, I think.
Oh, God, don't encourage me. That's the worst for me once I start.
But it's so good. It's so good. And all we've been drinking since we've got it, it's just like... we're just all so into it.
And you said before, because we're tasting three, but there's actually more in the range. Like, how many is there in total?
Total, at the minute... There are 8, but we're going to be releasing at least one a month for the rest of the summer and probably rest of the year.
Wow.
And then there might be more as well, so who knows?
So it's going to be quite a collection then as well.
Yeah, so we're collaborating with other breweries. So we're going to be doing a collab with a Ukrainian brewery. Called Vava, and like portions going to go to charity and stuff to help with that.
That's brilliant.
Because obviously, like, God, to have your world turned upside down like that. And we might have some other stuff come up, but we've got our birthday beer coming out.
And when's the birthday?
So 3rd of June is the official birthday, but we'll have like the new beer, New England IPA, and a 305 kitchen here at the tap room all weekend.
Nice.
But we're hoping to have lots of different pubs across the whole country launching the beer on the same day.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So kind of doing like a kind of UK-wide celebration. Yeah. Oh, that would be fun.
So it's especially nice for me, like some of my old places that I used to work in London will take it and stuff like that, and it just makes me feel all fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that it's being well received outside of, because like we said about Leaf being its own community, you could keep just striving here, and that to some people is enough.
I think at the size of those tanks,
they're pretty big.
We need to get some out of Leaf.
Yeah, fair enough.
Unless we want to challenge everybody.
Well, yeah. I don't think the Leafers would say no to that either.
Think they would.
So what is this next one?
So
that
this
we
is
have?
Our lager. So this is our head brewer is a Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all Scottish malt and all New Zealand hops.
Nice.
So it's a complete marriage of the two, and it shows how old world and new world can come together. So it's hoppier than your average lager.
Yeah.
But it's still crisp, refreshing, citrus, and quite mellow as well. And it's 4.5%, so it's a lot more.
Well, this is me all over, because if I'm drinking beer, it's usually lager. I've done, you know, I can do an IPA, you know, a few of those, but generally I'm a lager person, so
we'll
I'm quite
see what you think.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean about it being hoppy, because it has got a kind of taste that it could be an IPA, I feel like, to it as well. But that's really nice.
Yeah, and then it's lagered for 4 Sundays, so usually 4 or 5 weeks it stays in tank to get that lager character.
And what's the usual kind of time that would be usually
Well, that should be the usual time, in our opinion.
Right.
But the mainstream big named lagers you see every day in the supermarkets and tinnies floating in the river, probably 2 days, 3 days.
Really?
Churned out.
And what is the difference on the taste then from going from a couple of days to a few weeks?
Well, I think taste wise, obviously that's classic lager. It's still, you could argue that it's still lager, still tastes like lager.
Yeah.
But I think with independent craft producers, it's about sticking to that tradition of brewing lager. Like the word lager comes from to store in German.
Okay.
So, and it's like they would store it in caves for a long time.
Wow.
And so you're kind of getting rid of the provenance by churning it out that quickly and mass produce.
And is that kind of down to people literally just kind of lacking on quality and more about quantity for stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But I think, like, with craft producers, it's like, this is what we do.
Well, this is it. As soon as you hear craft, I instantly think what that's representing are people that are kind of wanting to go against the grain about just churning out. It is about the quality and the respect for it as well. And loving what you do.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like some of these industries, you've got to do it for the love. Sometimes it isn't always about the money. You've got to do it for the love of it.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Do you know what? The more that I'm drinking that initial taste that I thought was kind of heavy, it goes actually after the first sip. It's just that initial sip.
I think lots of people now, they say craft lager, and you expect it to be a bit more hoppy.
Yeah.
But I can still down this on a hot summer's day. You're having a pint of it. You're still just as refreshed as you are with...
Well, this is it, because I like lagers, and I've tried a lot of the more fruitier kind of beers and stuff like that from various places. And I have to say, it's not something that I've particularly warmed to.
Yeah.
Some are better than others, don't get me wrong. But sometimes I'm just a bit like, oh no, it's just a bit too much. And that's why I just prefer a nice lager. Like that's the Solero one.
Yeah.
That's nice, but I can imagine once I've had a couple, that'll be enough.
Yeah.
And then I'd hit the lager again.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Understandable, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's all about, also, like, we think there's a beer for everyone.
Yeah.
So just because we've done one beer that it's not your cup of tea, or you have one, doesn't mean that we're not going to do something else, or we haven't got something else.
Yeah, like, well,
we're
going to
be releasing. Well, actually, this won't be available everywhere. It's a Kolsch that we've just made with Down the Hatch.
The one, so them specifically, not the South Queensbury, or both, or the one at Top of Leith Walk?
The one at Top of Leith Walk, we've done a Kolsch with them. So it's their beer that we've done with them, and you'll only be able to get it there and at our tap room. And that is a more sort of straight down the road lager.
And then are they thinking as well then that they think it will pair well with their food?
Yes.
That's kind of obviously yes. their thinking
That's
behind
exactly
it.
That's exactly the thinking. Because they've got our lager on permanently as it is. And they mm-hmm. went, well, can we do a beer together? And we were like,
yeah.
Of course
yeah.
we can.
yeah, why not?
It'll go great with your food.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Exactly.
And it opens up more doors as well. Yeah. It's nice to build these parts, especially with being somewhere newer and you want to kind of establish yourself. The way yeah. that you're going to do that is by making
these
connections.
We've already built a nice relationship with them. So when they came to us and said that, we were absolutely game.
And how are you with Fisher's old next door on the corner?
Oh, we're all right with them.
Yes, good. I like Fisher's, so
yeah.
I don't want to be hearing they've been given a hard time.
Oh, no hard time.
Oh,
no
good,
hard time.
Good.
It'd be nice if they bought the beer, but no hard time.
You haven't done it yet. You have not got the beer. We will be having words.
I'll leave that to you.
Yeah.
But Chutes' Landing, they've been supportive since day one, when this was still a shell and they were building it. Chutes' Landing were like, we'll have your beer, we'll try it. If it's rubbish, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's still there.
That's good. But I think this is good because Chutes' is kind of
actually,
like...
three beers they've got at the minute.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Which ones have they got?
So they've got the Solero, the yeah. Session IPA, which is 3.6%. So
yeah.
in their beer garden, you can imagine how well that goes
oh, yes.
down. And then you've got our IPA as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it's good because obviously Chutes' is very well respected. It's been
yes.
here a long time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, we were very proud and... to be working with the West End one as well. We were really excited for that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And then, now this, that looks like Coke.
Yeah.
And I am a sucker for a Diet Coke, but I
yeah.
know it's not
no,
Diet Coke.
It's not.
Talk me through this bad boy.
So this is our milk stout. So it's part of our core range with our lager, our IPA and our pale. And like our aim with those four beers is always keep it simple, do it well, but keep the percentage quite low as well. So people can just pints, you know,
yeah,
and probably not extortionate over the bar either.
Yeah.
And with the milk stout, so it's a dark beer and it's got a bit of lactose in it, and it basically makes it sweet but still with like body, but not so, because a lot of dark beers, especially craft dark beers, you'll see imperial and marshmallow
yeah.
and peanut butter, and it's none of that. It's just simple milk stout that you can have by the pint.
Just cutting it back
wish.
Down to the basics.
Yeah.
It doesn't need all of this fanciness.
But it's got some nice floral notes. It's smooth on the mouthfeel.
Yeah. I'm getting like a bit of a coffee
you get
hit.
A bit of a roasted, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm getting
That'd
as well.
That'd be the roasted malt.
Ooh.
Mm.
Actually, better than I expected.
There you
this,
go.
Again, this wouldn't be something I would order at all. Anything.
No, I did think, will you like a dark beer? But I thought we should have a variety.
Oh, 100%.
I can always give you more of one that you like the best.
Yeah, well, this is it because, again, darker kind of beers like stouts, all those kind of things, I avoid. They're just so
yeah.
not me. And I do feel sometimes they feel definitely more like a proper bloke's drink.
Yeah.
It would be under that umbrella.
Mm. Beers are for everyone.
I know, this is it, but this is why it's good to try it, because I wouldn't have ordered it otherwise.
One of our employees, she only drinks dark beers.
Hard
she only like she only likes dark beers. She's not messing about.
I like that.
So it shows you there's no boundaries.
Well, this is it. And also, like, I'm drinking that, and that's actually quite easy to drink. I'm not finding it quite hard, you know,
yeah.
to...
We want to also be like accessible to people, and it's like, yes, we've got a Baltic Porter that's 7.4%, and that's the strongest thing we've done so far, and we will do more weird and wacky stuff as we go along, but we want to be accessible, especially while we're new.
Yeah.
Like, we want to get to know people and have a beer for everyone.
Yeah. And so what are the goals? So besides, you know, having this, trying to release a beer every month and all that, what is kind of the long-term goals that you guys want from here?
Well, long term, I think it's like our tagline is like precision brewed, and we want to stay true to that. We want to be accurate with what we're doing, efficient with what we're doing, and getting our beer to as many people as possible. Like, we've
yeah.
got space for more tanks. We're
nice.
Getting a canning line. We're obviously opening the outside of our tap room.
Yes,
this,
I was going to ask about that.
This
yep.
Friday. I think there's been a few times where we've popped the tables out anyway, but
yep.
we thought we should have an official... sort of party
yeah
with 305 Kitchen, some outside seats, And to be honest, there's so much demand for our tap room, we're going to strip out our office and extend the tap room and move our office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's we've got brilliant. The unit at the end as well.
Oh, really?
It's currently just storage, but it's got bathroom, kitchen, and space for a different office. So we're like, well, we'll kick us out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not the tap important. Room. No. Yeah, we're not important. No. Tap room's important.
Tap room's important. Because we don't want to turn people away, but we've had to sometimes, especially when there were restrictions in place.
Oh, God, I know.
But long term, we just want to keep doing more of what we're doing. And we also just want to refine what we're doing. So yeah. We're always going to be tweaking and improving and striving to improve, do better, yeah. But also try new things as well and get out and about more as well. We've got some festivals lined up, but we're all like, oh, leaving Scotland. What?
What festivals have you got in the park? Are they beer specific? Or?
Yeah, so they're craft beer festivals. So you've got Bristol Craft Beer Festival,
Brew,
Glasgow Craft Beer Festival, yeah. London Craft Beer Festival. Can you see a theme here?
Yeah.
Manchester Craft
Beer. I'm thinking that you really like craft beer festivals.
I think we do. I think that's where we'll do well.
Well, I hope they like beer.
Yeah, we'll be sorted. But yeah, we're looking at some others as well, but we are still like a really small team. Mm-hmm. Like there were just 4 or 5 of us. I think there's now 8 of us, but still it's going like actually having people run the tap room, and then you're like, oh, we need to send people down for the weekend and do all of this and that.
It's about bodies, especially like, I mean, I work in events, you know, as my day job, and the biggest thing, especially since COVID as well, is people having staff, because a lot of the staff weren't necessarily from the UK. And obviously a lot of them went back home when COVID happened. So that ends up making it harder that you want to do all these events, but you ain't got nobody to go and represent you. And when you're a small team, you've got a million and one other things to be doing as well, to give up an entire weekend to be going to an event.
Oh, it's not even that, like, once you've packed up and packed down, it's the whole week, basically. Mm-hmm. But
travelling down, set up day, do the event, pack down, travel back.
Yeah.
And then hopefully a day off because you've done all that, but not necessarily.
Absolutely a day off. Absolutely a day off. No, we want to treat our staff right as well. Yeah. So we're not going to run them ragged.
No, not yet.
Or at least, obviously, I'm an employee, but they don't run me ragged.
And you see outside.
And I'd have words if they did.
And you see outside, so because I saw actually on your Instagram about the outdoor space.
Yes.
I'm really game for it because I've said this before, there's not enough good outdoor seating for bars, especially in...
To be honest, there was like an online article that said like, huge beer garden. We're like, it's not very... That makes it sound leafy, but you are very close to the shore. And to be honest, just having outside seating in Leith and Edinburgh, it's so hard to come by.
Yeah, it is.
So the fact that we've got that space, it's something we always wanted to do. If we hadn't opened in the autumn, we would have done it last year.
Yeah. And are you going to do much the outside space, or is it literally just put out some tables and chairs, let people relax, see in here, order a drink?
I think in time we'd like to do more, but initially it's just tables and chairs, and then we'll see.
Keep it chilled.
We'll see what happens. But we'll obviously have the food vendors.
Yes.
And we've had a Christmas and spring market, and we're going to have our summer market as well.
Nice.
And obviously we've got our birthday weekend as well. So we are mixing it up.
And where do they go? Because I did see the market that you were promoting.
Yes.
So where did everyone go in here?
Down. So you see this sort of grey floor area here. This shutter rolls up.
Yeah.
And we'll have them in there. And the brewery won't be functioning as the brewery over the weekend.
Yeah,
so forklift and everything moves away. And we put them down there.
Cool. Yeah, because I could imagine like a quite, you know, probably what loads of places do that have got a bit of space, you know, like an interesting kind of like street food, kind of alcohol, whether it's just solely you guys or even partnering with somebody else that's local or things like that.
Well,
I can imagine that working well.
We've got sustainable wines, some local gins and
rums. I saw Linden line up there, you know.
We've got some guest beers as well. So you've got Belfield for gluten-free. You've got some breweries from London, brew from Newcastle. So, yeah, there's a bit of a mix for everyone.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I'm I'm really excited. I'm definitely going to come on Friday to celebrate its opening. Pop in the good. Outdoor cherry. Yeah. I'm totally all yeah. over it. And, well, as you can see by this, the lager the is lager, the lager yeah, is clearly the winner.
The spot.
So you'll be getting lager, and then I might,
yeah. depending on cheeky the weather, Solero.
Go, cheeky Solero, cheeky depending Solero. On the weather. But yeah, no, thank you so much. It's been absolutely brilliant. It's been so nice to get inside and see the space. Yeah. And like I said, it's exciting to have something else in Leith. And by the time the podcast comes out, do you mean the outdoor space will be open by this point, guys? So feel free to come along. When are you guys open? What days?
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday and Friday, for the opening day, Friday it's 12, but usually it's from 5, but it might be earlier by the time this comes out. We're umming and ahhing about opening
so
up
around
earlier.
So basically, when you finish
but,
work.
Yeah. But Saturday and Sunday, it's 12 till 10 on Saturday, 12 till 8 on Sunday.
Brilliant. Come and check it out, guys. Send me pictures of what you've tried, what you like. And I look forward to speaking to you all soon.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.